Laura, this is a big year in American music with the Leonard Bernstein Centennial Celebration, and this new album of yours is your contribution. How was this project conceived?
Well, I've been a Bernstein fan for most of my life, honestly, since I was a small kid. And I've been playing his piano music, especially the anniversaries for piano, which are really special little pieces that he wrote over the course of many years for friends and family and just kind of a unique, intimate window into his soul. And, you know, with this anniversary coming up, with the centennial celebration coming up, I thought what a nice moment to revisit those pieces and, you know, make a recording. So it started with that. And then the next piece for me, I guess, was the idea to reach out to composers who are working today and ask them to write new pieces called Anniversaries for Lenny that would continue the same thread and, you know, reflect back on his life and his legacy and just be special tributes. And then from there, stretched outwards to some of his favorite songs that I love and collaborations with American artists who really come from a broad spectrum of places and backgrounds, to pay tribute to an artist who inspires all of us so much, whom we all admire, and who really created some important changes, I think, in American music that allow us to do the kind of work that we do today.
Tell us what Bernstein, the man, his music, and his piano playing mean to you as a pianist.
I think Bernstein shows me the way that an artist can be the most impactful, the most essential. You know, he did so many things. He did them so well, right? He was a pianist and a conductor and a composer and a teacher. And he was also a father and a friend. And he really took each one of those roles to the extreme. You know, he really believed in showing up and doing the most that he could do. And I think that he took risks and he kind of broke rules and, you know, changed the status quo, all in the belief that the music was important and the music could affect important change. That to me is a huge inspiration because, you know, I could choose my life. I could choose to live my life playing the piano and, you know, making myself happy and other people happy. But I choose to do more. And I take these roles of, you know, communicator, educator, all as part of being an artist. And I think that I really do look to him as a role model.
You know, I'm a teacher and I can't get over the fact that a lot of high school and college musicians don't actually know who Leonard Bernstein is. How do we go about letting this next generation know about this man and his music?
Yeah, no, I think that that's a really important point, and it's something that has inspired me and probably fed into the way that I ended up, you know, conceiving of this album. There is a whole generation, you know, that is so connected to Bernstein. I can't tell you, every time I play his music in public, you know, at least a handful of people will come up to me afterwards and say, I grew up watching the Young People's Concerts on TV and it changed my life. And that's a big statement and it's a true statement, you know, and now we're living in a world where young children are not experiencing Leonard Bernstein, you know, on a weekly basis on their TV sets. But I think that his story and his music can be extremely important and essential to a new generation. And so, you know, part of what I'm doing with this in my performance work is I'm taking this music out to young people who, as you say, don't have the information, don't have the familiarity, and sharing with them the music of Bernstein, but in a bigger way, you know, his story and his vision of what American life could be and how American music and culture could unite us, could make us better, could define us. And all of these things, I think, translate really well and need to be translated. And, you know, certainly the times that we're living in call for everything that we can pull out of our collective history and our collective narrative.
Well, American music is obviously very important to you. The last time we chatted, we were talking about your album, America Again. And Bernstein is one of the greats. So how does his music fit in or complement the other American composers' works that you've performed?
Well, I think he was the one who just kind of firmly took a stance that, you know, American music is many different things. They all belong together. You know, he wrote Broadway shows and he wrote symphonies and he wrote intimate pieces for piano and song cycles. And he just kind of followed his heart and his curiosity. And I think that that openness, that open-mindedness and that commitment to bringing different traditions together is something that was ahead of his time. You know, it was groundbreaking in his time. And it absolutely laid the ground for the kind of work that I do, that, you know, many musicians of my generation are able to do. So I think if I had to pick one thing, it's that. It's the diversity that he brought into his own music and that he, you know, just kind of forced the world around him to accept, you know, that all of these things can belong together and they sound good together and they feel good together and they're fun and they're important.
You have a great diversity of music and artists on this album.
Yeah, yeah. And that was, you know, that was intentional, but also organic, because I think that that was something, again, that was so important to him and something that we take out of his legacy. So when I was looking for collaborators on some of these tracks, I really did want to reach out into other fields, you know, other genres, other traditions, and celebrate the fact that all of us, all American musicians, no matter where you're coming from, you know, we owe something to this legacy, and we're all inspired in a very profound way by Bernstein's work and his music. So Thomas Hampson, you know, is a legend of the opera world and who worked closely with Bernstein. Bernstein really launched his career and was his most important musical influence. Rhiannon Giddens, who most people know as a bluegrass artist, you know, but was also classically trained and, you know, has the same kind of a passion and curiosity about American music as I do. Kevin K.O. Olusola is a beatboxer, but started as a classical cellist. You know, these are all people who move among American traditions with courage and conviction and joy. And so, you know, we all sort of have come together on this common ground and I think made some really beautiful music.
So are there any specific tracks that you'd like to point out to our listeners on this recording?
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, there are 28 tracks on here, and I really do love them all, and they all, you know, tell a little different piece of this story. But I guess if I had to choose, I might choose the bookends. The first track, Something's Coming, from West Side Story, which is a collaboration with K.O. So, you know, when you turn on this album, the first sounds you hear are not even my piano. You'll hear Kevin's beatboxing. That's the first notes on this album are beatbox. And we just, you know, we decided that we would collaborate. We tried a bunch of different stuff. And the moment that we started playing around with this song, Something's Coming, we just hit this perfect little groove. And I realized, too, that the song, the intention of the song, Something's Coming, I don't know what it is, but it is going to be great. You know, it's a song that's about the future, the wide openness of the future. And I think that was really central to Bernstein's vision. So taking this song, bringing it firmly into the present, you know, with this very modern, very forward-looking sound, is something really exciting for me. And then the last track on the album is one of my favorite songs that Bernstein or anybody ever wrote, Some Other Time, from the show On the Town, which is firmly, you know, looking backwards. It's a nostalgic song. It's a song, you know, that was written in the 1940s. It expresses, even within itself, it expresses sort of nostalgia. It's sung by these three sailors who have come together for a day off of their ships, and now they're going their separate ways, and, you know, they're saying goodbye. And for me, you know, it's very personally looking back at the life and legacy of Leonard Bernstein with affection and gratitude and recognition of everything that he gave us.
You know, I believe that when many people think of Leonard Bernstein, they think of West Side Story. And that pretty much sums up who he is, doesn't it?
Well, in some ways, yes. You know, I think to write this show that's full of such perfect music, you know, that's based on such a perfect collaboration with Stephen Sondheim, that took a Shakespeare story and, you know, put it right into the modern world, that addressed issues of race and conflict and violence, you know, within the current culture. All of those things were very audacious, you know. So I think that, yeah, in some ways that really does pull together all of the essential parts of who he was. I think it was such an incredible undertaking. And that's, you know, that's how I first encountered Bernstein, was through the movie West Side Story when I was a tiny child. And even though I had no understanding of the context, you know, I had no understanding of the time in which it had been written or the way that it had kind of broken out of the Broadway mold, it struck right to my heart. You know, it's something incredibly powerful. The music, the storytelling, the movement, everything. It's a towering work. It really is.
How do you feel his music unites us and the American youth of today?
I think that his music you know, is just authentic and beautiful and moving. I was with some little kids up in Harlem and South Bronx. I'm involved with a group called Time In Children's Arts Initiative in New York City. And I was out there last week and, you know, I was playing some music from West Side Story and the kids were doing scarf dances and, you know, creating art. And you don't need to tell them about the music. The music speaks for itself. I also think that by telling them about the music and about the man who wrote the music, there are some very powerful lessons to be shared about American culture and how we make beautiful stuff, you know, and that beautiful stuff can unite us. It belongs to all of us. We can look back 100 years and we can look forward and we can just have some peace and quiet and open air, if you will, you know, within the shared history that we have, that we own through our art and our music. I think that's very important today.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to our listeners today?
I mean, I hope everybody loves it. I would like, speaking of young talent, there's a young man who joined me on this project, Javier Morales Martinez, who's a 17-year-old clarinetist from L.A., and we collaborated on another tune from West Side Story. And he's just, you know, so gifted and has his life opening up in front of him. And it's such a pleasure and privilege for me to involve him here. I feel extremely grateful to have had so much friendship and collaboration, both, you know, in terms of the friendships and collaborations that created Bernstein's music and the friendships and collaborations that fed into this album. I think it's got a lot of love woven through it, and I hope that that comes across when you all listen.
Pianist Laura Downs talking about Leonard Bernstein and the release of her new album For Lenny, celebrating the centennial anniversary of his birth here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio.